Jonglei State Information Minister Veronica William Deng says the Council of Ministers resolved that Governor Dine Jokchagur's unilateral decision to divert civil servants' allowances be reversed and that civil servants be paid their full salaries with allowances.
We as the government of Jonglei State, we have met in order to decide how to resolve the problem of the demonstrations. We decided that these people are given their money so that the demonstration is stopped. That is what was resolved in a meeting. We as the current government, we came to work for our people, so they deserve to be given their rights. It's their right to receive their allowance.
Minister Deng urged civil servants to call off their strike now that the government has addressed their grievances.
My message to the civil servant is that we as the people and government of Jonglei State, we must hold hands to work together so that we lift our state. We don't want to have any problem in our states, and we as the government will stand with you.
Peter Bure Mabat, the teacher's representative in the Jonglei State Workers' Trade Union, says the state government has yet to notify civil servants about the decision. Mabat says it is good to hear the Council of Ministers reversed the governor's order on civil servants' allowances, but he does not trust what officials have announced because of empty promises they made before.
What has been done by the Council of Ministers the other day is still yet received by the Workers' Trade Union officially as a document. It's not the prerogative of the state government to rediscuss it again, simply because presidential order, salaries by 100%, is not a subject for discussion or unilaterally decided by the governor of the state to reverse or to interfere or alter any decision taken by the president of the republic. That's why civil servant went to the street on Wednesday, protesting against the decision made by the governor.
Mabat says civil servant will resume the demonstrations on Monday unless the Jonglei government gives them a reason to believe their decision to pay the civil servants will stand.
Let the national structure or new salary structure be implemented the way it is. No alteration to be done, to change or to add anything, because the budget that was brought by the National Ministry of Finance is enough to pay the civil servant without local fund from the state. As you see now, the governor and finance minister misinform the people. And when people are misinformed, they may take a wrong concept, and this is led to misconceptualization of ideas.
At least 9 people were injured after hundreds of protesters clashed with bodyguards of Jonglei governor in Bor town on Thursday. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor, Jonglei State.